Mrs. Reynolds, reel 7.
Were you ashamed or were you proud to be seen in public with yellow skin?
Oh, I never used to bother, love. Everyone used to look at us, of course. You know, we used to paint we was really the cat's whiskers, you know.
Were you afraid that you would never return to your normal colour?
Never bothered, love. Never bothered.
Either at Slade's Green or at Woolwich, what were your possibilities for promotion?
Neither. None. Not as far as I know. No. See, at... Well, I'll tell you, from Slade's Green, because I tell you, I was only a kid, and that's why we went to Woolwich, because we heard we could earn good money if we'd have been over 21. But, no, I suppose, I think there was a couple of charge hands, like at, and I tell you, they was mostly soldiers at Slade's Green, all come back, because I told you, we sent one on a whip, because he'd, you know, he used to nigger drive us so much, you know what I mean? Apart from that, I don't think there was not a lot of fall ages or nothing like that. And I'll tell you, this Gaby that used to sit at our table, she was a kind of a charge hand. I think she had, as far as I can remember, about 6 benches, but she generally used to look. I wish I could find her photograph. She was lovely. I don't suppose she's alive, because must have been about 30 then, well.
How did she get to that position? Had she worked up to it?
I don't know, darling. I don't know. Well, she was, as I say, she was a very... Well, because we was mostly kids, you see, and I suppose she was about 30, you see. Well, they'd give a position to anyone like that more than they would us, wouldn't they? Yes. But she always sit at our bench.
If any of the girls misbehaved or were late or didn't work hard enough, was there any sort of discipline or punishment?
I don't think so, no. Not as far as I can remember. No. As I say, there was quite a big hospital in there, because sometimes we're like when we're knocking off to go to have our lunch and that, you know, dinner at night, you could see the ambulance out there, but no one ever spoke about anything there. I know one night I came out, there was a crowd of ambulances there, but no one spoke about it in the hospital itself. Well, you know, only like amongst ourselves, but you'd never hear no like big talk about it. I suppose they was afraid that we'd all leave, you see. I told you about that girl had her eyes blown out, poor girl. That's what I was going to phone my... I'm sure her name was Sissy Peters. I'm sure it was. I know she was engaged to a sailor.
Before the war, or during the war, did you ever hear about the activities of the suffragettes?
Well, a little bit, love. But did you... That's what I say. That was all on there the other night on the television. They was marvellous, some of those women, weren't they? They were brave, you know, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, when I saw it on television the other night, I said, my God, you know, how they chained themselves and how they forcibly fed them. And it was in that programme where it shows you the how they all, you know, volunteered to go on war work. And, yes, you know, you could see them with their old-fashioned long frocks. And it said about they were earning 28 shillings. I thought, well, I must have told that lady right.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you know any women who were suffragettes?
No.
Did you ever have the opportunity to go to church during the war?
I never bothered that, no. Well, for one thing, when we was at the arsenal, I mean, 13 days out of 14.
Yes,
it was. But at Slade's Green, because we only worked day work there, we had no night work at Slade's Green. But at time, we used to come home at night time, you know. Because my sister, well, because all my people go to church even now, you know, well, what's left of them. But I was I've never been one to go to church much. But my brother, because he's a real church boy, you know. And I said to him the other day, I said, now what chance have I got of getting to heaven, Fred? He said, look, girl, he said, you've got more Christianity in your body, he said, than some of those that go to church. He said, so don't worry about that. But he is a real Christian boy, you know.
No, the reason I asked you was I wondered what sort of church services there were during the war, because, of course, the Bible says lots of things about peace, but then... On the other hand, lots of things about war.
Yeah. No, I don't remember much about...
Did you actually join the workers' union, or were you just interested in their work?
Oh, I suppose so, yes, because, you see, they gave us those badges, you know. Yes, I must have done, because, I tell you, they wanted me and this little girl, Lily, that she was only 19, her husband was missing. They wanted us to be the shop stewards, and of course those that had been there and were older, they said, don't want those pair of kids. So me and my, I said to my mate, well, if they don't want us, I said, we won't fight for them anymore. So we must have joined it.
Did you have to pay a weekly subscription?
I believe we paid a few coppers, as far as I can remember, you know, love. Of course, it's a long time ago.
Did you go to the union meetings?
No, not that I can remember anyhow.
So you lost interest after they didn't want you to be a shop steward?
Well, I think the men used to have the meetings, but I don't know about us women, because as I say, in those times, women was nothing. I mean, they used to, well, used to almost tread on us in those times, didn't they? I mean, it was the men that had all the say. I can't remember, love, but I should think we must have joined the union. Because, as I say, our money went right up. So.
Did the factory try to keep you from being involved with
it? Oh, no, not as far as I know, love, no.
It sounds like Woolwich was a fairly pleasant place to work, considering the circumstances.
Oh, yes, yes, I tell you. Oh, I don't know how many factories this Lillian Barker had to rule over, I can't say. But she was a marvellous person, as I say, and she kept our factory. She wouldn't have anything wrong in our factory, if you understand my meaning. She was like a real old battle axe, you know. She'd fight for you, if you understand my meaning. Yes, she was a real good woman. And I suppose she had other factories there, because it was a tremendous big place, Woolwich Arsenal. You never ever been there?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah, tremendous place. Well, I don't know about now, but it was when we were there. I suppose it's just the same now.
Yeah. Did you know anyone who worked at Silvertoe?
No.
I think you told me you saw that explosion.
Yes, I was coming home one night. It was about, yes. Oh, terrible. Everyone come flying out, you know. Oh, it was terrible. Because, I never saw anything. But fancy having a big explosive factory like that right in the middle. It was right in the heart of, like,
yes,
residential district. Oh.
Well, thank you very much. I think there was...
When she comes, about how I threw the Air Commodore out, because it was the Second War.
Well, even though it was the Second World War,
it was a Cramwell, you see, you know, Cramwell Aerodrome, yes, where Prince Charles is. And, because all the bakers were like there, and I was here. We had a door over there and a door at the back, and we'd put a big tray of jam tarts to cool off before we put the jam in. So I had the door open just a little bit, you see, to cool the jam tarts, see. So I'm writing down all the orders, like to go out into the... And all of a sudden, I heard someone pushing the tray. So I said, round the other way, Charlie! You know, just... And I thought, oh, blimey, looks like an officer. Well, of course, the bakers, like... They said, it's probing. What did you see? Anyhow, he went out. He came the other way, smiling. I reckon he thought, it's the first time I've been thrown out. Came round, all smiles, you know, he said, would you get a cake iced? He said, I want to see the wounded boys at Rosby. I said, oh, yes, sir, you know, all three bags. But they was in fits, the boys, you know. They said, fancy. Well, I said, how did I, you know, pushing the door like that, you see, I went, because they used to have like a little bit of white in the hat if they was officers, you know. Yeah, and I was so excited. I thought, she'll love that, you know. And then all of a sudden I thought, oh, it's the wrong war.
Yeah, well, it's a good story.
Yeah,
yeah. What were you doing there in the war? Were you working in the canteen?
Making the cakes for the boys, you know, like to... Mm.
Were you just doing that time, or did you do that for the whole war?
No, I was only about 18 months, that's all. Tells you I run away because of the bombing.
Yes.
Nerves are gone, you know. But... No, don't be afraid to, as I say, as long as I've spoke the truth, that's all that worries me, you know. But as far as I can remember, that's, you know, I've told you